The Aboriginal flag is flying free this morning, finally released from the binds of copyright. In the past, if you wanted to put the flag in an artwork, on some clothing or on a website, for example, you had to get permission and potentially pay a fee. But now, after drawn-out negotiations, the federal government has done a multi-million dollar deal to secure the rights to the iconic flag. Laura Thompson is a Gundajamara woman. She began the Free the Flag campaign when her company, Clothing the Gaps, received a cease and desist order for printing the flag on clothing. She joins us now, and congratulations on a long, hard-fought campaign. What does it mean to you?
Oh, look, I've woken up this morning feeling, you know, extremely happy and relieved that the flag's finally back where it belongs, in the hands of community.
Tell us about the cease and desist notice you received. I think it was back in 2019. What happened there and how that felt?
Look, that was 2.5 years ago. Look, we were shocked. I think the community didn't realise, you know, that the Aboriginal flag had a copyright on it. I think when people see flags, you know, they think that they belong to everyone. So we're quite shocked, and when we realised, you know, we'd have to pay and ask permission to use the Aboriginal flag, and, you know, all community, we saw it play out with the AFL, we decided, you know, that would be the beginning of a campaign to free the flag.
And that campaign really gathered momentum. Do you credit that campaign with what we've seen ultimately happen here?
Absolutely. Look, you know, over 165,000 people signed that petition to free the flag. And when the AFL, all the AFL clubs got behind that, that led to a, you know, Senate inquiry. I mean, it's been 2.5 years to finally free the flag from the copyright, but it certainly was people power that, you know, freed the flag for all people. And now we see that all Australians can use the Aboriginal flag without any restrictions.
There was a Senate inquiry that you just mentioned into the issue. Just how deeply did feeling run on the issue?
Look, community members from not just the AFL but grassroots communities, your Aboriginal Medical Services and Lands Council, everyone was impacted by this flag. And it wasn't just, I think lots of people thought maybe it was just, you know, your corporations, but even grassroots community had to pay to use the flag. And, you know, for the last 2.5 years since we've been in this copyright dispute, what we've seen is communities not wearing or using the flag anymore. So to wake up this morning and know that we're going to see the flag return to community and it increase in visibility again, it's just so exciting.
The flag turned 50 last year, but it wasn't celebrated. What does that tell you?
Well, I guess it just talks to the sentiment and where community views were. I think, you know, had the flag been, you know, released from the shackles of the copyright, community would have celebrated the flag like we wanted to. It's such an iconic symbol. And to wake up this morning and feel like I can, you know, put my Aboriginal flag T-shirt back on and wear that with pride in the street is so exciting. And for all the community members that have Aboriginal flag tattoos and, you know, in their homes, I think they're going to just feel relieved that, you know, the symbol is back where it belongs.
So, Laura, what's going to change now? How will the flag be embraced?
I think, you know, two of the exclusive licences no longer exist. So, you know, people can put that Aboriginal flag on their email signature, on a poster. They can print it on, you know, on a book, on a piece of paper or on a T-shirt without any questions about whether or not they're breaking the law or they have to pay for it. So today I think people are going to start to use and celebrate the Aboriginal flag like they once did.
It comes on the eve of Australia Day, January 26. Is there any significance in the timing?
Well, look, it's a great question. I don't know. Like, I think that's a question for the government, but I think for us, we're just excited to see that the flag's free finally. You know, we thought perhaps it'd be free for its 50th anniversary. We're just glad to see it free now.
For the past few years, you've printed a lot of T-shirts in support of the Free the Flag campaign. What are you going to do now?
Well, that's right. I mean, there's plenty of issues that we can support for and throw our weight behind for social justice in this country for Aboriginal people. Look, we create...
Well, there is no shortage of issues, right?
That's right. And our T-shirts spark conversations, and you know, today, I don't know, I've added a D to my Free the Flag t-shirt. I'll be wearing the Free the Flag t-shirt today. And, you know, and tomorrow I'll put my Aboriginal flag t-shirt on.
I did see, people can look at our social media, how you added the D, and I thought that was very clever. earlier this month, an attempt to trademark the phrase always was, always will be, was dropped. What do you know about that case and what issues does that raise?
Well, I guess that case is like, it's no longer continued, but people will try and trademark, if they can, slogans that been accepted and loved, iconic symbols like always was and always will be. So it's good to see that IP Australia sort of caught that in its tracks and, you know, that no longer will be trademarked or a possibility of that being trademarked.
I've seen obviously some very positive remarks about this decision today on social media, but there are some Aboriginal people making the point that sort of the colonial government has bought the rights and raising issues around that. What's your answer to that critique?
Well, I think the result of the Aboriginal flag copyright and how it's being freed from its exclusive license agreement is that it's equal to the Australian flag now. So it's a proclaimed official flag of this country and we've got the same right to the Aboriginal flag as the Australian flag. So I think that, you know, when it was proclaimed as official flag of the country, we want to have the same rights to it as the Australian flag. So I'm excited to see that the government essentially holds the copyright. Harold maintains his moral right to the flag, but all Australians can use the flag freely now.
Laura, thank you so much for getting up early and talking to us about this. And, yeah, I'm sure lots of D's will be written on those T-shirts today.
So exciting. Thank you.
Laura Thompson, who founded the Free the Flag campaign.